Your emotional response in your body is something for you to love, for you to nurture, for you to sit there and feel that uncomfortable feeling. Your emotional response is going, oh my God, that's taking me back to when I was in a fucking toxic relationship, when I was 27, when I was 35 or 44, wherever the fuck you are in your life. And maybe that person in your life was treating you like shit and you didn't do fuck all about it. Maybe you're in that relationship right now and you're like, oh my God, this guy's fucking screaming at me. Sounds like my partner. I ain't your fucking partner. Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's amazing to be here with you guys. Welcome. Oh man, life is challenging, but let me tell you, life is tough, but so are you. It's a blessing to be here, blessing to be alive. I hope you're doing freaking amazing. I look forward to spending this precious time with you that, you know, you have to pay attention to the time, because what you use your time on is what then manifests in your life. Many of us are not living our dreams. We're not living our best life. You know, we're not aware of the challenges that we face every single day that actually are taking us away from our true purpose and, you know, getting into alignment with where you're supposed to be in your life, you know. And it's like, well, okay, how do we get into alignment? Let's talk about that. But before I do start that, what I want you to do, if you're watching on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, I want you to write in the comment section just two things that you're grateful for. Okay, your mindset is so powerful. When you focus on all the things that you do have, then you actually have a really positive mindset, because it's not only about attracting more positivity into your life and you get what you focus on, and that's the reticular activating system of your mind, but it's also having a positive mindset. What's a negative mindset? Oh my gosh, I haven't achieved this yet. Oh my gosh, this hasn't happened yet. Oh my gosh, I'm unhappy because I don't have this. What's a positive mindset? Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful for this tripod that I have that I can make dance videos with when I'm outside, and I can put my phone on it and I can stand it up so I don't have to worry and look for other things outside that I have to put my phone on so I can make dancing videos. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this speaker that I use to put the music on loud when I want to dance in my apartment. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this. Wow, it's amazing. It turns up the music so loud and it's so awesome. I'm so grateful for this pen that I can write with. I'm just saying, focus on what you do have, because you do very, very well at consistently complaining about all the bullshit that's not happening in your life. And instead, if you start to focus more on what you do have, then you'll have a positive mindset. And if you have a positive mindset, guess what? You're going to be happier. And what happens when you're happier? When you're happier, you want to fucking do shit. You're motivated, man. You're excited. You're happy. You're in a good vibration. Not understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that in order for you to manifest your dreams and your goals, get the fuck out of your own way. You're the one that has a negative mindset because of all the things that you keep focusing on that you don't have. As well as all of the bullshit people in your life that keep bringing you down. You know, you want a better world. You want a positive world. You want a healed world. You want a world that actually is thriving. Man, positive energy, positive information. If you look out there on social media, all of the negativity is so low vibrational. It's so much self-doubt and fear. What do you expect? Why do you think the majority of people are living shit lives? Are freaking like unhappy, depressed, are fucking having anxiety, panic attacks and shit all the time, or attracting shit relationships into life? Because we haven't done the work, man. We continue to fuel ourselves. We are the masses of control that the world has freaking put out all this fucking negative, fucking doubtful, fearful information out there. Most of us are just living on such a low frequency because we're so scared. You know, we've been hurt and traumatized from generation to generation, just been passed down over time to us from all the fucking oppression and communism and all the bullshit that was going on 50, 60, 70 years ago. And many of us are not even aware that it's affecting our confidence. It's affecting the relationship with yourself. It's affecting how you're allowing other people to treat you. It's affecting your inability to be freaking self-aware enough to know that, oh my gosh, like I become what I think about. Oh my gosh. You know, and I know that, you know, I can say, well, it's not rocket science. Well, fucking maybe it is rocket science. Maybe it is. Maybe it's about time you fucking paid attention and you go, shit, man, what am I feeding my mind? Who am I surrounding myself? What haven't I overcome? What haven't I worked on yet that's causing me to not make enough money in my fucking life? One of the biggest problems for most people is making money. How do I make more money? The question should be, how do I become a fucking better version of myself? How do I grow confidence? How do I fucking love myself? How do I overcome my insecurities, my doubts, my fears, my limiting beliefs? How do I fuck off anyone that's fucking toxic and negative in my life? You want more money, but you're still surrounding yourself with bullshit people, people that bring you down and drain your energy. You want more money, but you're not willing to fucking work on yourself. You want more money, but you're not willing to grow confidence in yourself and get out of the fucker out of your comfort zone. You keep sitting there whinging and complaining, gossiping about what other people are fucking doing. Instead, you should be focusing on yourself. You want more money. Money is something you attract because of the person you become. I want to make more money, but you're not willing to get out of your comfort zone. You keep living in fear and doubt. I want more money, but I'm fucking still traumatized from my childhood. You'll just be one of those people on the sidelines, fucking looking at everybody else fucking winning, thinking, oh, they're lucky that they're successful. It's not fucking luck. It's hard work, man. It's fucking take action. It's get motivated. It's change the way you think. Change your mindset. Change your fucking people you surround yourself with. Sometimes it's hard to hear the truth. And when you're not ready to hear the truth, you're going to listen to this and you're going to go, ah, here we go. This bloke's on a fucking rant. Whatever, man. Say whatever you want to say. If you don't like listening to my podcast, don't fucking listen to it. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that there's millions of people out there that need to hear this shit. And they need to hear it the way that I fucking say it. Not this fucking watered down version. Okay, so what you really need to do is you need to do this work, and then you need to do this work, and then you need to do this work, and then you're going to be okay, and then you can become successful. You know, you need to be triggered into action. One of the reasons why I'm so successful in what I do and why I help people overcome depression, anxiety, get off their fucking medications, help them to really learn to love themselves and step into their purpose is because I fucking yell. Is because I'm fucking passionate about this shit. Is because, yes, I do swear. Is because, yes, I'm not fucking filtered. I'm not watered down. I don't give a fuck if you don't like this shit. I'm going to trigger the shit out of you until you wake the fuck up. That's what this podcast is about. It's about waking you up to your greatness. It's about realizing that you're the one that's in your own way. And if you don't get out of your own way, guess what? Ain't shit going to change in your life. Keep being the same. Keep thinking the same. Keep surrounding yourself with the same people. Keep fucking talking shit about other people because they're more successful than you or because things have worked out for them and not for you. Things haven't worked out for you because they're not supposed to. You're supposed to pay attention. Why haven't they worked out? Maybe I'm supposed to go through this fucking pain. I don't know why. Somebody comments on my freaking Instagram and says, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, exactly, exactly. Everything happens for a reason. Yeah, whatever. What you think, if you think that's right, then you're right. If you think it's wrong, guess what? You're fucking right as well. If you think that everything doesn't happen for a reason, you are fucking spot on. I'm not here to convince you otherwise. I'm just here to help you become self-aware that if you start paying attention to your life and the cyclical vicious cycles that many of us are in, and the reason why you're not evolving is because we're just fucking in repeat. You are a habitual being. Toxic, destructive, unconscious behavior. Cycle going around and around and around and around until I come along and you listen to this podcast or you share this with some people that you're friends with and go, take a listen to this guy. He's going to fucking hurt you. He's going to trigger the shit out of you. Your triggers are your teachers. It's your body reacting going, oh, shit, that hurts. He's saying things that I've forgotten about. He's saying things that's bringing up my fucking trauma. He's saying shit about what I went through in the past that I haven't paid attention, I haven't done the work yet, I haven't put the time into that, I haven't loved that enough. Your emotional response in your body is something for you to love, for you to nurture, for you to sit there and feel that uncomfortable feeling. Your emotional response is going, oh my God, that's taking me back to when I was 5 years old, when I was 10 years old, when I was in a fucking toxic relationship, when I was 27, when I was 35 or 44, wherever the fuck you are in your life. And maybe that person in your life was treating you like shit and you didn't do fuck all about it. Maybe you're in that relationship right now and you're like, oh my God, this guy's fucking screaming at me. Sounds like my partner. I ain't your fucking partner. The emphasis of my energy and my words that I'm speaking to you is the power to wake you up, to you to realize, shit, this guy's passionate. He's talking sense. Yes, he's talking sense. I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm helping you become aware that you're in your own way. So what's it going to take, man? How many more months, how many more years are you going to keep being in your own freaking way? Because everything you want in your life is on the other side of action. I was in the gym this morning and I felt like crap. And the first 15, 20 minutes, I was really tired. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is fucking tedious. Why do I have to fucking do this all the fucking time? Exercise and exercise and exercise. After 20 minutes, I started to feel powerful. And at first I was like, I'm just going to do four different exercises three times. And when I got to the end of that, I was like, come on, Luke, you're kidding yourself, mate. Do another fucking round. So I did. And it's the same thing that I find when I start working with people, whether it's in my group coaching or private coaching, is that at the beginning, it's fucking uncomfortable. First week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's like, you know, you're in something unfamiliar, it's different. I mean, rightly so. You're not doing this work to become the same version of yourself. You're fucking transforming your life, you know? Like, you know, you're going from being stuck to unstuck. That's fucking sticky. But it is the action and pushing through that that you get to this stage, like I did in the gym today. After 20 minutes, I started to feel the momentum, you know? I started to feel like, wow, yes, I'm feeling the power. I'm feeling energized. I'm excited. I'm getting pumped, you know? But the first 20 minutes, man, I was just like, oh, fuck, why do I have to do this? Can be bothered, you know? You know, I was even procrastinating in the moment there where I was standing there going, should I train outside in the gym? Should I go inside to the gym? Or should I go back upstairs, put my freaking sneakers on, my runners, and go for a run instead of training in the gym? And then, you know, because I went down in the thongs, I was just like, you know, I'm not doing legs today. So, you know, I was fine with wearing thongs to go to the gym. Or, you know, for you guys in the US and everywhere else that call it flip-flops. And in Australia, it's thongs. You're probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you wearing thongs to the gym? I was wearing a fucking thong, a G-string. But yeah, but the point I'm trying to make, guys, is the momentum, you know. And sometimes you're going to fall off. You know, you may try to work on yourself. You do a bit of work, you make a bit of progress, and then after 6 weeks, you drop off. The drop-offs are part of the journey. You know, I like this analogy that I always use with all my, you know, group coaching clients, because when we're working together, there's many people that start the work, and then all of a sudden, after 4 or 5 weeks, they disappear. And then they come back after 3 weeks, and they're like, oh my gosh, I dropped off, you know, this is what happened, whatever. And I know, I get it. You're supposed to do that. Sometimes that happens. Because you're changing, you're growing, you're healing, you're processing a lot, you know, you're releasing a lot. It's like a race track with horses on it, you know. And basically what happens is you're a jockey and you're on the horse and the you know, they open up the gates and we're like, fucking go. And you're like going, 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 going. And then all of a sudden, you know, the horse fucking jumps up in the air and you fall off. And because the horses are so strong and loud, they are, and you go, fuck. And so you go inside and you stand on the grass and you're just like standing there and you're watching all the horses race. You know, you're watching them all freaking go. Then 1 week goes and 2 weeks and 3 weeks and 4 weeks. And then you realize what you just did. You realize that, fuck, I just took some action. I made some progress. And whatever that is in your life, you made some progress. You built some momentum. You moved forward. And then you fell off. You fell off the horse. And you're very aware of that. You're like, oh my gosh, like, shit, I'm not making progress anymore. The reason why you become so aware of it is because you know that you made progress at the beginning. you know you were moving forward. You were feeling some sort of change. There was some sort of like different type of energy that you were feeling as well. Excitement as well, possibilities of transformation, healing, change, more confidence, better version of yourself. But because your subconscious mind is so heavily conditioned and you're so unconsciously competent, it's habitual, right? Your paradigm is so strong that everything that you do every day is just unconscious. You know what you're doing without doing it. So what does that require? It does require a consistency, repetition, time and action consistently over time for you to actually reprogram your subconscious mind. Because if you think about how you've been living thus far for so many years, man, that is like wired. You're fucking like, it's a, putting an electrical plug into your fucking brain and going bzzz for fucking 30 years. You know? And so that is how your mind is wired. And so you expect that, you know, that's why I don't agree when they say, oh, it takes 21 days to build a habit. No, it doesn't. Fucking 21 days. And then what? What? You just, now you've got this new habit, you're changed. Whatever, bro. Your past is always lingering there. That's why your environment's important. Having a coach is important. Having accountability is important. Having a community is important. Having the right environment is important. Listening to positive information is important. Having a routine is important. Eating healthy is important. Having a spiritual life is important. Your physical health is important. Sleep is important. Like everything is important in order for you to be able to step into a consistent journey of creating a new life. When you start to work on yourself, it's you saying, I'm done with this life. I've learned enough. I've done enough mistakes. And it's time for me to really evolve and become the best version of myself, who I was born to be. Not who they want me to be, not what's happened to me. See, many of us are in that space. Well, that's what happened to me, so this is why my life is the way that it is. And it's like, well, guess what? You are right if you like. If that's the way that you want it to be, guess what? You're right. That's the way that life has worked out for me, and that's why I am the way that I am. Okay, cool. Because you can stay like that as well. You want to stay like that? It's up to you. But guess what? When you start doing this work, what's required? Consistency, repetition. It's not 21 days. It's the rest of your fucking life. You have to make the choice. Where do I want to be in 5 years' time? Where do I see myself in 10 years' time? Am I going to be consistent with this journey? Don't come to me and go, Luke, I'm ready to transform my life and do fucking one of my programs and then finish that and just go back to who you always were. That's not the fucking point. The point is work through the work, learn all the strategies and systems, and then go, fuck, I'm a new version of myself. Got to keep this up. Got to keep it moving. Got to keep it going. That's why what happens when you evolve, you become a better version of yourself. You attract better people into your life. You want to attract better, you got to become better. You want to make more money, well, you got to become more confident. You got to fucking get out of your comfort zone. Got to learn new skills. You don't evolve and become more and then attract less. You don't evolve and become more and keep surrounding yourself with the same people who are not growing and evolving. And sometimes that's the case. You got to love people from a distance. You don't fucking hate people. We're not here to hate people. We're just here to become aware of our worth. You become so aware of your worth that you go, well, you know, these people in my life, or so they may be family or friends or wherever, I've known them for a long time, but I keep them as a distance because they're not on my frequency. I can't vibe with them. I can't relate to them. I don't want to feed into their energy too much because they just don't get my own mindset of where I'm going and what I need to be fueled with. You don't need to hate them. It's just love them from a distance. And guess what? If they appreciate you and they understand you and they see what you're doing, they're just going to respect you anyway. And if they don't, they're just not going to talk to you anymore. And that's okay, because when you start to grow, you start to realize who are the real people in your life. Who are the real ones? Don't be afraid to lose yourself. Be more afraid of pleasing other people than losing yourself. Because you're pleasing other people. Your job is not to please other people. Your job is to be yourself. The more that you tap into your authenticity of you being yourself, the more that you realize the real people in your life are supposed to be in your life. Who are they? They're the ones that are going to go, wow, I'm inspired by your action. I'm inspired of who you've become. That's extraordinary. How did you do it? The fake ones, the ones that aren't real, are going to question you. They're going to doubt you. They're going to fucking tell you that what you're doing is stupid, doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense to them, and you want to, they want to ask you and say, well, what are you doing and why are you doing it and why does it make sense to you? And they are inquisitive and they're asking you questions about why. Well, then fucking that's good, because you can give them the answer. You can explain to them. But don't over-explain yourself, because if people don't get it the first time and they keep asking the same shit over and over and over again and they still don't get it, well, then I don't think they're ever going to fucking get it. And you've got to pay attention. One of the reasons why I talk about this shit, guys, is because this is what I live through. This is my life. I've been through it. In order for me to evolve, I had to let go of everything. All of my life that I had 6 years ago, I had to go, fuck, you know what? This is not who I want to surround myself with. I know that there's something deeper in me that I haven't discovered yet, and so I'm going to go on a journey of solitude. I'm going to stop being in relationships with women. I'm going to be in a relationship with myself. So I'm willing to let go of everything to find myself, because I have to live with me for the rest of my life. It's my responsibility to know me. It's my responsibility to be peaceful within myself. It's my responsibility to create my own success. I ain't fucking relying on no one. So you got to get to a point in your life where you go, well, where is all my energy going? Is it reciprocal? When I give, do I receive? Or am I being drained because I'm giving to people that I'm not able to give back to me? This is part of the process. And it does. It's uncomfortable because, you know, especially like always the same thing. It's always the same thing. People always write the same thing. What if it's family? And I think about it and I'm like, well, yeah, I know. What if it's family? But what are you willing to risk? Because if there's no risk, there's no reward. Are you willing to risk being yourself and losing people? Or are you willing to conform to what other people want you to be like and think like and do for them and then shrink yourself? Because you know deep down that there's a feeling within yourself, there's something you want to say, that you're not being authentic, but you're afraid because you feel guilty. You don't want to hurt your family's feelings, for example. And I say, people will love and respect you more when you do stand up for yourself, when you do speak your truth, when you are authentic, not when you conform, you know, when you do what everyone else wants you to do. And that's why I say, man, that's where your freedom is. We all want more freedom. And I know that you can say, you know, financial freedom is important. Of course, you know, you got to put food on the table. But inner peace comes from you being your true authentic self. And yeah, it does hurt when people leave you and when people judge you and when your own family disowns you or they don't appreciate you or they don't respect you or they don't believe in what you're doing. Yeah, that hurts, but we need that pain. You need that hurt. That drives you, man. It's not supposed to bring you down for you to go, oh, I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. Well, if they don't believe in me, then I'm not good enough. It's like, who decides if you're good enough or not? Whose responsibility is that? Do you, when you're born, do you fucking... do you get a piece of like a thingo and you go, hang on a second, yeah, I'm fucking born 22nd of September 1984. I give full authority to fucking my mum, my dad, my sisters, my brothers-in-laws, fucking my whole family, because, you know, I want them to decide my life and how I live and the decisions that I should be making and where I should be living and who I should be in a relationship with and what religion I should be and fucking how I should think and what kind of car I should fucking drive, what I should do with my money. Fuck off. Do you get what I'm fucking saying? That's most of us. Yeah, don't do this because they're going to fucking hate you or because they're going to judge you. Spierdale. For real. I'm fucking serious about this shit, man. I've had enough of this crap. All of us, we're all fucking doing this shit. We've been doing this for years. You know, don't fucking speak your truth. Don't live your fucking dreams. Don't be your true authentic self. Don't stand up for yourself because they're not going to fucking agree. Whatever, man. Up to you. Keep living the same fucking life. Keep conforming. Keep fucking saying yes to whoever wants you to do shit. Be a specific way. Think a specific way. And keep drowning in your shit because you're scared to fucking be yourself. You're scared to stand up for yourself. And you have a choice. How much more longer do you want to be scared for? I got to tell you the beautiful thing that has happened to my life because I speak up. Yes, I am aware that I will lose people. I've already lost people. I don't care about that. I guess what? I haven't lost myself. That's the most important person I won't fucking lose in my life is me. And if that means I have to go through my life fucking being with myself for the rest of my life, I'll fucking do it at the expense of losing everyone. But I'll never fucking lose myself to please other people, shrink myself, be quiet, because it might offend other people. But I know myself that I have attracted beautiful people into my life because I grew, because I became who I was born to be. And not everybody's going to get it. Some never will, and they don't have to, and that doesn't bother me. What's beautiful is that I have inner peace. What's beautiful is that I'm living a life of fulfillment. What's beautiful is that I do what I love and I get paid for it. What's the definition of success? That's one of them. What's beautiful is that I am putting out positive energy and I know that I'm doing that. What's beautiful is that I'm not dividing people. I'm not creating a community or a task force of division where I'm like, you need to believe in this, and if you don't believe in this, then you're wrong. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just fucking telling you, hey man, unconditional loves mean I can love you and respect you for who you are. And if you want to believe in what you believe in, then fucking do that. It's not affecting me. I'm here to live my life. I'm doing what's right for me. But I'm telling you, man, when you come back to unconditional love, like Dr. Sebi said, when you learn to love yourself, you love the whole fucking world. Even if people hate on you, you fucking love them anyway. You send good love, mate. I don't have anything else to give. I don't have fucking hate. I don't hate myself. I look at myself and I love myself. I look at myself and I go, beautiful, bro. I love you, man. You're so powerful. I'm so proud of you. Keep fucking going. You can't give what you don't have. If you fucking hate on people, that means you hate yourself. If you're judging other people, that means you're judging yourself, because it's coming from you. You got judgment within yourself. You can't give what you don't have, ladies and gentlemen. You give what you have. When you have judgment, you fucking give it. That means you're judging yourself. So I stay away from that. I don't judge you. The ego does. Unconditional love says, I'm good with me. I don't know your story, your physical appearance, my conditioned mind. I will judge you from the ego, my subconscious mind that's been programmed from society and from news and TV. Will compare myself to someone else, and then I'll catch myself and I'll go, click, come back to unconditional love, bro. Oh my gosh, I don't even know who you are. Your physical appearance is not a definition of who you are, and there you are making judgment on people that you don't even fucking know. We do that very well. But when you come from unconditional love, because you learn to really heal and love yourself, there ain't no fucking judgment, because I don't know who the fuck you are. I'd rather spend time and get to know who you are. And then I can go, wow, you know, I didn't know that about you. That's incredible. What we're missing is emotional intelligence. What we're missing is fucking real connection, communication. So many of us are freaking so suppressed and scared and living in so much fear that we don't even talk the truth. We don't even open ourselves. Everyone wants everything just fucking click, click, click. That doesn't happen straight away, man. If you don't feel safe and comfortable in the space of somebody or in the space of a community, you ain't going to fucking heal. You ain't going to open your heart. So do yourself a favor. The core message of this podcast episode today is to be your authentic self. Be yourself. That's where your freedom is. You want freedom to be yourself? That's where your freedom is. If you want it, you've got to start practicing it. That's where everything else will evolve. You know, you want to live your dreams, but you don't want to be yourself. Oh, no, I'm scared. No, what they're going to do. They're going to judge me, this and that. And it's like, well, okay, keep living the same way. All right? Don't change. Stay the same. Be quiet. Play small. You'll keep living the same way. Guys, I believe in you. I love you. Don't give up on yourself. I will keep posting my podcast. I'll keep going live. I'll keep doing my thing. And I hope that it inspires you to wake up to your greatness and live your freaking best life. If you haven't already, please make sure that you're subscribing to the YouTube channel, hitting that like button, share this with your family and friends, spread the good news. That's what it is. It's good news, good energy. And make sure you leave a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'll always love reading your comments and checking in with you guys. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, I appreciate you guys. Make sure you leave a comment and you share this with your friends on social media as well. And if you're watching or listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or any other podcast platform, make sure you leave me a 5-star rating and a review. It goes a long way. I really appreciate the love, as I'm always here to give you guys love in return. All right. So I'll see you on the next episode. Don't give up. And I believe in you. I'll see you soon.